Okay, so we're starting in Romans chapter 12, verse 9 through verse 21. So follow along with me. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal. Never be lacking in zeal. But keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed them. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
It's really cold out there. My boss, PJ, he said I could come in and, you know, get a break because, well, my battery ran out. Your battery ever run out? I mean, you know, sometimes you got to get connected to stay charged up. And PJ, he said, come in inside and take a 10-minute break. He said, get warmed up, get charged up. I like listening to my headphones. You guys don't mind, do you? If I walk around with my headphones on, I like my music. PJ said, PJ is the guy that, well, he's my boss. I work for him. His name's PJ O'Rourke, and he gave me a job. And, well, actually, he led me to the Lord, PJ did. And he said, you just got to get connected. You got to stay connected. You got to get charged up. And he said, you need to go to church. But, well, you know, I never really went to church very much growing up. Let me introduce myself. I'm Chris. Chris the Carpenter. That's my name. I love working with my tools, working with my hands. I got my speed square. I got my framing hammer. You can get anything done with this thing right here. Here, you want to see how heavy it is? It's a good hammer. I've had this one for a long time. I'm known as a carpenter, but PJ, he says, says, Chris, he says, it's not, you're not known for what you do. You're known for who you are. And I said, he said, you gotta be a person who loves God and wants to serve God. And I said, well, PJ, you know, I'm known as a carpenter because a carpenter pays my bills. It makes me money. So I want to be known for what I do. And he says, no, you got to be known for who you are. If you're known as a person who loves God and loves God's grace, people will love you back. You know, PJ, he started inviting me to church just this past couple weeks. And we're going to this church. The pastor, JC, he is... I don't think he's really connected with reality. You know, I don't really know him very well, but this JC guy, he says he's doing some series about one another. He said just 2 weeks ago, he gave this message about greet one another. Greet one another like, man, I like my world. Nobody's bothering me. But he said, you know what JC said? He said he likes to do these little tricky so what challenges. And so he said, go out this week. He said, so what? So what? Go out this week and greet someone and look them in the eye and say hello to them. Hi. He said, and if you're really, really bold, shake hands with him and say hello. And then he even tried to stretch it even farther. He says, after you say hello to him, he said, greet him and say, how's your day going? And then he started talking about some holy kiss. Greet him with some holy kiss. No way, Jose. I'm not kissing anyone, just let alone touching someone. You know, growing up, I didn't grow up as a Christian. I didn't, even though my mom named me Christian, I was anything but a Christian. I think I probably hated evil more than I loved good. And he says, we're supposed to go out and like hug people. Or greet people and ask them how they're doing. He likes to do that so what challenge. So what? Go greet someone. Well, you know what? I tried it this week. I went out this week and I met a guy at the store and I said, hey, how you doing? What's your name? How's your day going? It was pretty fascinating. Just this, that was 2 weeks ago. Now he started, and you know, JC, he likes to really impress people with his Greek and Hebrew. He thinks he's pretty snazzy dazzy. He tells everybody these Greek and Hebrew words. I didn't do very good in school. To be honest with you, I didn't do very well. And well, to be honest with you, I say that a lot, to be honest with you. In fact, my wife always is trying to correct my language and my grammar. She says, I'm going to grammarize you. Stop saying to be honest, but to be honest with you, I wasn't always honest. So maybe that's why I say, well, to be honest with you, because I want to tell you that I'm trying to be honest with you. And you know, I don't know much about JC. I just see him on Sundays, but I don't think he's in touch. I think he has his nose in books too much. He's not in touch with the real world. He's on this one another stuff. It's, you know, I think sometimes it's really good to just stay connected to yourself. I can't hear you. You know, that greet one another thing. And then last week, he started on this thing about be devoted to one another. Be devoted to one another. Like, what's that? And then he's trying to impress us with his Greek. He said some word like Philegosius or Philistagrosius or I don't know, Philly something. But then he said it's like Philadelphia. Oh, I know Philadelphia. He says Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. Right. Has he ever been to an Eagle game? Has he ever seen Eagle fans? There's no way that's brotherly love. But he says, be devoted to one another in love. He said something like, let your love be sincere. Sincere. And then he used some other big fancy word. I don't even remember what the Greek word, it wasn't hippopotamus, it was hippo crazy, I don't know. He said, when your love is sincere, it's not hypocrisy. That's what he said. It's not hypocrisy. He says, when your love is sincere, you're not play acting. Well, I can tell you growing up, I didn't make my love very sincere. In fact, I learned to be a carpenter and work with my hands. I loved the wood shop. I didn't like my English classes. And he says that we're supposed to be devoted and love one another and let our love be sincere without hypocrisy, he said, without play acting. And then he said, sincere is really important, to be honest with each other. I can remember when I first started working for PJ, we were on this job site, and John and I were the two framers. We were out in the country and we're framing this two-story house, and we got to the chimney chase and we worked all morning. That was like 4 hours straight. We worked without a break, and we framed this chimney chase, two stories. It was beautiful. And PJ pulls up around lunchtime, and he pulls up in his fancy truck. And he gets out of the truck and he kind of nods at us. And then he starts looking at the chimney chase. And I'm going, that's pretty good. You know, I was pretty proud of myself. And then he says, the chimney chase is off by a half an inch. I said, no way. It's not off by a half an inch. Look at it, PJ. We just framed it. We spent 4 hours framing this chimney chase. I said, I'll bet you lunch that it's not off by half an inch. And he says, it's off by half an inch. And he grabbed his plumb line. You probably know what a plumb line is. He grabbed his plumb line, climbed the ladder up to the top, and dropped it down. It was off by half an inch. How could he tell that it was off by half an inch? And then he looks at us, he climbs back down, and he said, tear it down. Tear it down. He says, because if you're going to do something right, you have to make it right. He says, you have to be, I think he might have even used that word sincere, which is without hypocrisy. He said something like, well, you know, there's never a wrong time. He always had these little sayings. There's never a wrong time to do the right thing. There's never a wrong time to do the right thing. He said, tear it down. Well, for the next 4 hours, John and I tore the chimney chase down, and we rebuilt it. He said, I'll remember this. He said, if you're going to build something, you have to have a sincere, solid foundation. I mean, that stuck in my mind. And then just last week, Pastor JC's talking about, let your love be sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another. Be devoted to one another. And I thought, he must be talking to PJ. Because I'm seeing this live out right here in my life. And then he said something like, honor one another above yourself. Wow. Honor one another above yourself. To be honest with you, growing up, I didn't honor anyone. I uh, I honored myself. I would budge in lines. I would take advantage. I would make sure that I was the one that was most important. And he says, honor one another above yourself. I thought about that. I thought, and then old Pastor JC, he used another fancy Greek word. I remember this one because he spelled it for us, T-I-M-E. T-I-M-E, but he didn't pronounce it like time. It's to me, he says. It's to me. He says, when you, to me, is honor one another. And in essence, what he says, you honor people when you give them your time. Now, I kind of like my world. Why would I want to give anybody my time when I really want to honor myself? I thought back to when I got married and my wife stood before that old Pastor Dave and he gave us this message about loving one another, and he says, outdo one another in showing honor. Like he said, I'm supposed to lead her parade or something. Every day, I'm supposed to outdo her. He says, Dave, you're supposed to outdo her in cooking and cleaning and helping around the house. Yeah, right. I thought, but now as I'm getting a little bit older, I see what he was saying, that I'm supposed to honor someone above myself. Growing up, I built a lot of walls. I mean, not just physically. I mean, I love building stuff, and I built a lot of walls, but I built a lot of walls around my heart. You probably never have done that, but I built walls around so nobody could get in. And honoring someone else above myself meant that I had to lower down or even knock down some of my walls and make myself, well, a little vulnerable. That was really hard. Pastor JC last week, he didn't stop with be devoted. I mean, like, really love one another. He didn't say honor one another. You know, growing up, I honored me, myself, and I. And Pastor JC, well, he says that's the unholy trinity. He says you got to honor God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And if you put them ahead, and then others will fall in under those, he says. He says, make yourself last, Chris. What? Last? I've always wanted to be first. That's why I butted in line all the time. So I could be first. And he says, honor one another above yourself. I know that you guys probably never did any of that stuff, but, you know, growing up, I'm not going to let anybody hurt me. I'm going to take care of myself. Right? Number one. But Pastor JC says, no, you don't take care of yourself. You take care of someone else first. He says in that message, he says, it's like, you know, if you're in the airplane, you know, when the stewardess is giving you those commands and the oxygen mask comes down and says, put the oxygen mask on you and put it on someone else. He says, you got to take care of those people. He didn't stop there. And I really don't think Pastor JC watches the news. I really don't think so, because he said we need to live in harmony with one another. Whew. Has he seen the news? Come on. I mean, look at the racial discrimination that's going on. Look at the political unrest where people are fighting against each other. Look at the economic differences. I mean, even religious differences. And he says we're supposed to live in harmony with one another. Harmony. It's like we're supposed to like other people and let them in to our lives. Well, I don't think Pastor JC's been out, but everybody loves being with their headphones on. And it's kind of hard to live in harmony with others when we're disconnected with the world. I think, after I became a Christian, a lot of my walls are falling down. And he said to the people last Sunday, he said, you know how we live in harmony? He said, we're supposed to. He said something like, I'm not very good at those words, but he said something like, do good to everyone. In fact, he says, depends on you, something like that. That's what it was. If it depends on you, bring peace. He said, you're the one that's supposed to bring peace into a disharmonious situation. That's how we live in harmony. That we're responsible for bringing peace, because he says, if we've accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then he's the Prince of Peace. And the Prince of Peace then comes to live in our hearts. And if the Prince of Peace lives in our hearts, then we're supposed to share the peace and bring harmony into those disjointed situations. He said something like, well, we're supposed to bless those who persecute us, pray for those who mistreat us. I love it when he said, you know, give if your enemy is hungry, give them some food. If they're thirsty, give them some water. But I love the part when you do it, it's like heaping burning coals on their head. I kind of like that part. But he wants me to be nice to those who hurt me. What? I tell you, JC's not, he doesn't live out here in this world, does he? Because this world's pretty tough. I mean, it seems like everybody hates everybody nowadays. And yet, he tells us to go live in harmony with one another. And he said we could do it if we let the Prince of Peace rule and reign in our heart. Because then we would have, he said something about, we would have like this peace that surpassed all understanding. And we could, well, he said something like, we could, I forget how he said it. He said we could do, He said we overcome evil with good. That's radical. In our world today, have you turned the TV on? Well, maybe you. I know growing up, I didn't love good. That's why I changed my name to Chris instead of Christian. In fact, I probably hated evil more than I loved good. But since PJ took me to church and I found Christ, I'm turning my life around. And I'm going to try. Well, you know, that Pastor JC, he always does this so what thing. And I think the so what should be, this week, don't just greet someone. See who you can honor above yourself. Wow. See who you could bless instead of curse. Maybe see who you can outdo doing good. Because he said, I think he's calling. Hang on. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. I gotta go back to work. He's calling me to back to work. I gotta go, but listen, he says, be devoted to one another. That's what he said. Be devoted to one another. Outdo one another in showing honor. Honor one another above yourself. Live in harmony with one another. My goodness, it doesn't take much to pass the peace.